Furloughed federal employees will probably get paid eventually, but the longer the government stays in limbo, the harder it gets to make ends meet. In the meantime, if you need to bring in some cash, there might be work for you. Mike Endale of Blend Corporation has created a website full of freelance gigs available for furloughed feds, and he joins us now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so Blend Corporation, Blend Corp, not a household word exactly. Tell us about who you guys are.
Sure. We're a small web design company in Washington, D.C., and we're a veteran-owned company. And we've been around for about 10 years, and we provide web design services for large organizations, some government projects as well. We've done some. So when this opportunity, you know, when the government shuts down, we thought how we can help the community, and we end up building a site in under 5 hours. And it turned out to be a pretty good resource for the furloughed employees.
Okay, so we should ask, you didn't have anything to do with healthcare.gov, did you?
No.
That's a good thing to be running away from these days.
No.
All right, so what kinds of opportunities, what sort of freelance work is out there for feds?
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's actually it's wide-ranging from you know, some companies looking for bloggers to iPhone developers. There are some for a serious development, you know, software development type of jobs, marketing, research, sales. Those type of jobs are listed on the site, and they're being added every day.
So these are not for federal agencies, but for corporate interests that need people on a short-term basis?
Right. So there are two sections to the site. One of them is for companies to list the available, we call them gigs, but jobs effectively for short-term jobs available. And there is another tab for freelancer. We're calling the furloughed employees freelancers so that they can add their name, resume, so that companies can look at them and hire them effectively.
So how many jobs so far have you got listed, or gigs or freelance opportunities?
Well, so far about 78 jobs or so were listed on the site, and about 10, 15 of them are already closed. People are just, you know, they're getting tremendous, these companies, they're getting tremendous amount of response for these jobs, and we're being asked to take them down because the jobs are filled, effectively.
So it's almost like free share. You put out a set of trash cans, and next thing you know, 25 people want them.
Literally, that's what happens, and it's very interesting, that kind of you know, skill set that they're getting, this kind of, or you know, companies that listed the job. There are companies that listed a job for sales or data entry or freelance writing, and you know, they've gotten tremendous amount of resumes just because they listed the site. I mean, their job description on the site, which we're very happy about.
So are you, you're not like a temp agency taking like 20% of what they earn?
No, not at all. It's just, it's very interesting. We saw, so the way this project came about was we saw an email from a furloughed employee on a user group that we're in. We built a technology on top of an open source tool. So it's a freely available software that we use for our day-to-day basis. So we were part of the user group. We saw an email from this furloughed employee looking for a temporary gig. So we said, how can we help? We looked around, and sure enough, there were people starting, you know, Google Docs to start, and they're putting it out there. So there is an organization in D.C. called 1776. That's a startup incubator that put up this spreadsheet. So we saw it. We reached out to them and said, all right, we're going to build out a site around it, and we're going to import some of the data into the site. And that's how it did. And literally it took from idea to execution to launch, it took about 5 hours. We launched it last Friday around 1 a.m., and we went to sleep. And the next morning, the site had already crashed because so many people actually looked at it.
All right, so you need to add a couple extra servers, I guess, there. Now, what do these jobs pay? I presume they're by the hour.
Yeah, so there are jobs that are listed from $20-some dollars in the mid-20s all the way to about $90, around that range. You know, obviously for the development jobs, it's a little more, but there are freelance and data. You know, some companies, they just want some expertise to come and edit their blogs or write a quick data entry job, that sort of stuff. They're about the mid-20s.
So it sounds like in all cases, they're jobs people can do from their homes.
Oh, sure, yeah. I think just about everything that's listed here is for people to work from home.
We're speaking with Mike Endale, the principal and software architect at BlendCorp. And what about the possibility of conflicts of interest, people working for companies that might be doing business in some other area with the government? Is that pretty much up to the job taker to figure that out?
Right. So there is the United States, there is a government ethics, the Office of Government Ethics, OGE.gov. There is a guidance that they put out for outside employment limitations. And we had a notice at the bottom of the site to make sure that nobody gets in trouble effectively. They have to check with their agencies to make sure there's no conflict of interest.
And is this a national situation or are mostly D.C. area companies?
No, we're actually seeing posts from as far as California, Oregon. When obviously there are a lot more Washington, D.C. area jobs posted, but it's kind of all over the place.
Are these some big-name companies or mostly small outfits? I mean, tell us about who the offerers are.
Yeah, the profile that we're looking at is the companies are mostly startup companies in the D.C. area, at least. There are some, there is no Microsoft or Google listed here, but there are companies that are the OpenGov Foundation, 1776, Hitch, you know, that sort of startup PE companies that actually listed the job.
What about the nonprofits and the think tanks and so forth?
Yeah, there are a few think tanks and a few nonprofits as well in the healthcare field, some in the research, you know, in the think tank, and actual education research, those type of organizations. They've listed some jobs as well.
And so looks like a Drupal shop, an open source type of shop. Does that characterize a lot of what the development type gigs are?
Ah, yes. And we do just most of our development work is on Drupal, and we've been doing it for over 5-6 years. And that's mostly we are an open source outfit that's in Washington, D.C.
Well, it sounds like if all these startups are going after furloughed feds, it sounds like some of those furloughed feds might end up with the startups permanently. Have you seen any sign that that could happen?
Yes, actually, the website was covered on Mashable, and Mashable found a furloughed employee who has decided not to return. And the National Journal also mentioned a couple of people who found a job through unfurlough.us, and it looks like they're going to stay on with the company they found because they like it.
So you might be feeding that high-tech incubator community that's starting to grow up in the D.C. area. I guess New York, there's a whole corridor of it.
Yeah. It's actually the D.C. tech community is really very, it's getting very strong, and thanks to places like 1776, which is a startup incubator, they're actually fueling the fire to a great extent. And there are organizations in the open source community, there are organizations on the Drupal side, there's Acquia, and who had helped us a great deal on the website as well. So they are here in the DC tech community, you know, putting fuel to the fire.
So what happens when the shutdown ends? It could maybe end by this week because there's a really big deadline coming called the default deadline.
Yeah.
What will you do with the site when those people go back to work, when the furloughed people are back at work?
So we're toying with a couple ideas. As of now, our hope is that the government shutdown ends and everybody goes back to work, because the site is not meant to be anything long-term, but one of the things maybe we're toying around internally is to actually see if there's any potential to convert this site into a more permanent freelance gig type site for, you know, government employees to do it part-time. So we're toying with those ideas, but more than anything, what we hope this site does is the relationship that are formed here, they're going to be long-lasting and for companies and individuals as the days and months to come.
All right. Mike Endale is the principal and software architect at BlendCorp. Thanks so much for joining us.